I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
I want to talk to you about something very brief, then I close to you. I want to talk to you about the life of the Good Shepherd. The life of the Good Shepherd. How many of you want to be good shepherds this year? Good shepherds of a ministry you are having, of groups that you are keeping. Let me see your hands if you want to be a good shepherd. Good shepherd. God has put two people under you, three people under you, four people. You are presiding over them. You are leading them. You are praying with them. You are having meetings with them. That makes you a shepherd. You are bringing people in. You are establishing people. You are making sure that the ministry work is going on. You are doing the work of a shepherd. A shepherd is a caretaker of souls. Hallelujah. John chapter 10 verse 14. John 10 verse 14. John 10 verse 14. Jesus himself said, I am the good shepherd. And I know my own, and mine own knows me. When Jesus came on earth, he did not describe himself, I am the handsome prince. He even did not describe himself, I am the prince of peace. Jesus didn't describe himself like that. It was other people who prophesied that he would be prince of peace. But he did not describe himself as the king of the Jews. Let others describe you with higher accolades or whatever. But may you always see yourself a shepherd of God's flock. Your amen didn't come. Let others say that you are bishop. Let others call you apostle general. Let other people call you senior evangelist. Whatever, whatever. But always be proud to see yourself as a shepherd. See, I'm a proud shepherd. Some of you are very quick to throw away the title shepherd. You detest it. You fret at the sight of shepherd. You are afraid. You don't like it. You prefer to be called apostle. You prefer to be called minister, so and so. You want to quickly drop. You don't like the name shepherd. I the one by you. Are you comfortable with the title shepherd? I didn't say keep quiet. Oh. I said ask the one, but are you comfortable with the title shepherd? I have come to realize the Bible says that let this mind be in you as it was in who? Don't even know the scriptures. Let this mind be as it was in who? Christ Jesus. Let this mind be as it was in. What is his mind? This is mine. I'm the good shepherd. That's his mind. But you want to be good bishop. You are in a hurry to become good apostle, good reverend, good minister, good deliverance officer, good church secretary. Position is what you like. Don't like work. You don't like the work. See, some of us, we are forever shepherds. You understand it? You can call us the king of the Jews, but we choose to introduce ourselves the good shepherd. You can call us the prince of peace, but when we get the chance, we prefer to introduce ourselves as the good shepherd. You can call us the international minister, we prefer to introduce ourselves the local shepherd. I hear what I'm saying. And Jesus said, I don't want to be called the king. I don't want to be called the son of Herod. I want to be a good shepherd. I have realized that the more spiritual you become, the more prone you are to the shepherding work. The more spiritual you become, the more you are attracted to, like, a year of faith. The more spiritual you are. And the more spiritual you are becoming, the more shepherding work you want to do. But the less spiritual you are, the less you become interested in the work of soul winning. You can do any other thing in the church, but when we talk about soul winning, you will run away from it. It's a sign of your level of spirituality. You don't care cleaning the church for us, it will not be a problem. As long as it doesn't involve reading Bible, praying for souls, going for follow-up, as long as it doesn't involve spiritual things, and it's about come and mop the floor, you say, oh, I'm here, send me. As long as it doesn't involve shepherding, and it's just about writing things, just about writing, just about doing physical work, you are very, very interested. If you think, you see what I'm saying, just think of, I know you are intellectual, process it and use yourself as the research work. Use yourself as the, how do we even call it? The sample. Or, those of you completed not too long. Conduct the research, use you, your own case study. And find out the week you are feeling very spiritual and very close to God, your attitude towards shepherding work. And compare it to the week where you have drawn away and you are more into business, job, fornication, doing something dry, non-spiritual. And compare how you behave towards shepherding work. Compare the two. Just juxtapose here and here. And compare. If you be honest with yourself, you understand that this statement I'm saying is really, really true. That the more spiritual you are, the more susceptible you are to shepherding work. The more prone you are. It's like you easily fall for shepherding work. You fall for it. You fall for it. It's like you easily fall into it. But the less spiritual you are, the less you are willing to be a soul winner. There are people who started with us as shepherds who today are not shepherds, but are doing something else. They have not left the church by the grace of God. They are better off than those who have left the church. At least we are enjoying them in other ministry things they are doing. But I am talking about this issue here, that Jesus did not describe himself as the good mechanic. He didn't describe himself as the good sound engineer. You understand? He didn't describe as the good instrumentalist. He didn't describe himself as the good bishop or pastor or apostle. He described himself as what? The good shepherd. And that is what we don't like. The more falling you become, the more administrative you want to become. You want to be in charge of writing. Pastor, can I handle the writing? Because the fire is gone. Slept with your pen. When the fire comes, you say, Pastor, can I do it fast? So I have souls to pick. Can I finish registering people and go? Can I finish writing the announcement and go? Can I finish the physical and go? Then you know the fire is still there. But the physical can come and replace the spiritual. And because you are in the church, pastor have to zip up. Nobody can complain because after all, you are in church. But from today, you'll be a real shepherd. Who God called you to be, you will come back into your ministry. You will not settle for less. I'm a good shepherd. And my sheep know me, and I also know mine. See, it will interest you to know that every one of us here, we know God. God knows us. But listen to me. Everyone who must be a good shepherd must first and foremost know God. You must have a relationship with God. There is no way you can be a good shepherd when you are far from God. You see, you have been reading this scripture, but you have not taken notice of the content. It says, I am the good shepherd and I know my sheep, and they also know me. You must first know. A lot of you don't even know. You don't have any relationship with God, neither will you have with your souls. Amen. Tap the one by you and tell the person, listen to what pastor is saying. I don't need the whole church here. That's why I announced on Sunday. It's a shepherd's conference. It's for shepherds and people who want to work for God. If you're a normal member, you come. Praise God. We believe God for a revival for you. But I don't want to see faces of people who want me to drop the mic so we go home. That's why I made that announcement. Because there are people, when you are teaching and you see them, you feel like closing. So when I'm doing church and they enter like that, it's just a day that I want to focus on certain things. When they enter, it's like then I'm ungrateful to God they came to church. I'm like, why should this woman come? Where are we? Or the that's not what we are doing here. So when I see them, yesterday when I saw some of them entering, then I became discouraged. I said, Shepherd's Conference. Shepherd's Conference. Why has this woman come? Yes, that they want to, they have to force me to pray for carnal things. And I'm not in the mood for that. I'm here for strictly business. So what I'm saying is that don't make your face some way to put pressure on me. Let me teach. Let me talk to shepherds. If you're not interested, pretend like you have a call. We'll meet tomorrow or Sunday. Just pretend like you have a call. And let me talk to shepherds. Let me talk to people who want to work for God. Amen. Amen. Ask the one by you, what kind of shepherd do you want to be? A good one or a bad one? I'm glad that Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Point man. I am the good. Oh, what an introduction. May you be proud. When Jesus was selecting the profession, he selected shepherd. When God, he sees himself as a shepherd. When he chose Adam was supposed to take care of plants and what? Animals. That's shepherding. When he called Abraham, who was Abraham? Shepherd. When he called Moses was a prince from beginning. God said, because you are a prince, you are disqualified. Go to the wilderness. 40 years. What work did he go and do? Shepherd. Then God now said, you now qualify to be used by me. To be made a big person by me. When he decided to look for a king, he looked for Saul. Saul was a what? Shepherd. He was looking for his father's donkeys. When he wanted to replace Saul, he didn't even replace Saul with just a musician. He replaced Saul with a musician, a Goliath killer, a soldier, who was also a shepherd. Look at the common denominator. Look at the common. I'm trying to make you see the common denominator. All of them, they had something, but they were shepherds. They had something, but they were shepherds. They were lawyers, but shepherds. They were pastors, but shepherds. They were soldiers, but shepherds. They were whatever, but shepherds. You can be a student shepherd. You can be a pastor shepherd. You can be a lawyer shepherd. You can, whoever you are, you can be a shepherd. Say, I can be a shepherd. Married man, shepherd. Married woman, shepherd. Her father, shepherd. You can be a shepherd. If you are very spiritual, you see that there is something God sees about shepherds. That's why all through the scriptures, the people he raised were shepherds. There's something God sees about shepherds. There's a special blessing that comes. And I have worked with people from classroom to today. And I can tell you that in this church, the people that God has blessed, my eyes, Gani, and that's not any blessing if you are wanting by it. But by Oba Kolo. And now, in Nama Banho, when I watch all of them, they have one denominator. They are shepherds. I can see the Bible repeating clearly. Tell somebody you have to be a good shepherd. Amen. And Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. Read verse 15. As the Father knoweth me, And even so know I the Father. See, that's what I was telling you, that for you to be a good shepherd, you must first know. You must first have a relationship with the Father. That is why once you start backsliding, shepherding work dear. Once you stop reading your Bible, fellowshipping with God, I can bet you that shepherding work dear. Ube Johnny. Sunday you may sit with us, but Tuesday you will run away. Because you don't have it. You don't know the Lord. You don't have your devotion. He said, even so I know. And the Father knows me. The Father knows the shepherds. He knows the shepherds. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I lay down my life for the sheep. So a good shepherd, one, knows the Lord. Two, knows the sheep. Three, the Lord knows him. When he cries to God, God hears, because God knows him. From today, may God know you. May he recognize your voice. Oh, your email is not even coming. Some of you, when you go into prayer, you have to introduce yourself to God. Oh Lord, I am your son. You died for me. Stop that introduction. God knows you. I don't need the people who are close. When I hear their voice, I know them. I don't need to see their faces. I can be in a closed room. Once I hear the voice outside, I know this one is. Do you know that sometimes you can be very busy, but when you hear that somebody is the one looking for you, you say, okay, let the person come. Do you know that? As a busy man, I know what I'm talking about. There are calls I don't pick. You can call 1,001 times. I'll say I'm not ready, I'm busy. But there are calls I'll pick. I'll pick because I know him. I know him not because I know him around. I know him in a special way. And the Bible says that for a shepherd, a good shepherd, the Lord knows him. So my prayer for every shepherd here is that the next time you lift up your voice in prayer, may God hear you. The next time your enemies are planning and putting together destruction against your life without your knowledge, because the one they are planning evil against is known by God. Now, when you hear people planning against somebody you know, don't you do something about it? Come on, talk. Don't you do something about it? You are passing by. You hear that people are gossiping, planning that we are going to do this to Kwesi. And Kwesi is somebody very special to you. That you know special. I promise you that you, wherever you are going, you will stop and pick a friend. Hey, Kwesi, I heard. Be careful. But if they are talking about a name you don't know, is it your business? That is why sometimes God sits down and demons are able to plan about his children and finish his children as if they don't exist. As if God's crowd doesn't exist. It is because he doesn't know them. He said on that day, they may be praise and worship leaders. They may be pastors and bishops. They may be apostles. They may be so-called church workers or shepherds or whatever they may call themselves. But on that day, I will say unto them, I don't know you. It's something we should be afraid of. That's why I love the song where anytime I'm listening to Minister Ebuka, and then he sang a song, he said that, may what people say about me, may it be what you say about me. I forgot how the song sounds, but say that let what people are saying, it's about what you are saying about me. They may call me an international singer, they may say whatever, I'm going to talk, but maybe about what you are saying. Some of you have heard that song. It is so true. People may say that Charlie Pastor Prince very annoying, it's about what you are saying. People may say that Brother Susan says it's about what you are saying. Now, I is the one by what is God saying about you and the way you are serving him. What is God saying about you? I can say you are doing well. By then, I mean so can. He sees the closest. He knows what you are capable. He knows what you say. He knows what you do. May we be good shepherds. Am I speaking to someone? May we be what?
Good
shepherds of God's flock. Not bad ones. Who don't know God. I can bet you, if I ask today, who has read their Bible? Or even the basic vault. The basic, that one is for class one. The basic vault. You will be shocked that we have people here with the title shepherds who have not prayed today, who have not read their scriptures today, who have not done their vault today. I'm telling you, you will be surprised to know it. And yet, they are elders, they are pastors, they are leaders. It will interest you to know. He says, I know, and he knows me. And I lay down my life for you. Number what is that? The next number is what? Number four or five. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A good shepherd. Among the things to note, I've mentioned about four things. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That is what I'm talking to you about, the life of the good shepherd. His life is to lay down his life for the sheep. That's his life. The life of the good shepherd is to lay down his life for the sheep. Say it after me. Say, the life of the good shepherd is to lay down his life for his sheep. Say it again. The life of the good shepherd is to lay down his life. Write it on the screen. For the sheep. The life of the good shepherd is to lay down his life. So if you say you're a good shepherd, ask yourself, do I lay down my life for the sheep? For my souls? Do I lay down my life for them? Or I compete with the souls over my life? I compete with them over my... Whilst they need my attention, I also need my own attention. Some people don't understand what I'm saying. Do you know when you are competing with your souls over your life? When your souls need you, and you too, your needs are calling, and you choose your needs over the needs of your souls who need you. That is when you are now competing. Your need is to sleep, because your body says, I'm tired. The needs of your soul is that, pray for me. I feel like masturbating. Pastor, where are you? I can't tell you, but pray for me. Your prayer can save me. And instead of praying, you respond to your need. Are you getting what I'm saying? How many of you can see yourself in the picture I'm painting? Where your soul need you. By you too, you need yourself. And most of the times, you choose you. So, you are the shepherd who doesn't lay down his life. The life of the shepherd is what? To lay down his life for the sheep. Say it one more time. So, by the time your sheep needs you, and you too need yourself, and you don't lay down your life for the sheep, you have become a... I'm not the one who said it though. I don't even know what it's called, bad shepherd. You called it. To know the truth and not do it is greater evil. It's greater sin. So the good shepherd's life is to lay down his life for the sheep. Now, what is life? What is the composition of life? When we talk about life, life is made up of certain things. When we talk about life, what are we talking about? Who can tell me what life consists of? Who can tell me? When we say somebody's life, who can tell me what your life consists of? Who can try? I don't want a pastor, obviously. I don't want a pastor. Who can try? What your life consists of? Sheila, can you try? Ima, will you try? What your life consists of? Some of you know, but you just don't want to talk. Your life consists of one, your time. When we say a baby is, do we say a baby is 1 day old? Oh. When they give birth to a baby today, in 24 hours, the baby is how many days old? 1 day old. So 1 day old child is actually what? 24 hours old child. True or not true? 2 days, when the baby stays for 2 days, it is how many hours? 48. When the baby stays for 1 week, it will be how many hours? Multiply. Those who can punch. When the baby stays for 1 year, 1 year is what? 365 at least. 365 days. So multiply 365 days by 24. Somebody punch it for me quickly. I'm a mathematician here, so why are you making me stress? Punch. What did you arrive at? Come on, talk to me. 8,760 hours. So when a child is 1 year, the child is actually 8,760 hours. And you can further break it to minutes. Because 1 hour is 60 minutes. So times 60. You will know. That means that when the child is 27 years old, multiply 27 years by that hour. So what you have, 8,000 something, multiplied by 27. What will you get? That is somebody's age here. I just mentioned, if you are 27 years, we just mentioned your 18 hours. So, do you now realize that your life is actually your time? Do you understand it now? Now, when we say that, I give you my life. When a lady says that, I've dated you for 5 years, I gave you my life. What is she trying to say? You gave me a life, you gave me a life. They didn't put it on a silver platter. Yeah? What she's trying to say is that she gave you her time. She could have used those 5 years, she could have invested in it somewhere else. But she invested in her life. So when God says that a good, or when the Bible says that a good shepherd lays down his life, one of the compositions of life is time. So a good shepherd lays down his time for the sheep. So you can't tell me that you love the Lord and you're a good shepherd, and in your 24 hours, in your 1 week plan, you didn't plan for shepherding meeting, you didn't plan for going out for the souls, you didn't plan for prayer, and you say, I'm busy. You have laid your life for something else, but you have not laid your life down for your sheep. It's simple. Are you following? No, we are doing mathematics. Do you agree with what I'm saying? We are all reasoning. If time is really life, as we are proving by days and weeks and months and now years, it means if I spend 1 day with you, I've spent a section of my life with you. See, that's why you don't waste your time behind unnecessary things. Some of you waste it behind phone. So it's your life you are wasting. You have done that every year. Put it together. Some of you have wasted 20 years behind WhatsApp. Oh yeah, by the time you'll be 40 years, 20 years you dedicated it to WhatsApp. Meanwhile, you don't work there. Do you work with WhatsApp company? But you have wasted your life there. Some of you waste your life to watch TikTok. You dedicate your life to watching TikTok. You keep rolling one video to another. By the time you realize, hey, let me hurry up. You are late. See how you are investing your time. I don't remember. How do you invest your life? It is how you are investing your time. How you invest your time is how you are investing your life. It is not time you are wasting. It's life you are wasting. So don't tell somebody, don't waste my time. I'll tell him, don't waste my life. Tell somebody, don't waste my life. Obi Dowa Adoni Bim, don't waste his life. Kase Obi Dowa Adoni Bim, don't waste his life. It's somebody's word. It's a prophetic word to somebody. Somebody love you. Love him some. Don't waste it. Two years of cooking for you and coming to dash you food every day in rehearsals. You're wasting her life. Oh, you're wasting her life. So listen to me. If you give your time for follow up, you are giving your life for your souls. If you refuse to give your time for follow up, for prayer, for outreach, for training, like what we have come here now, you have given your life. It's your life you have brought here. That's why God rewards you. Because you have given your life to serve Him. When we say, oh, somebody has served God all his life, what we mean is that he gave his time. From today, may you give your time to God. I said, may you be able to hand over your time to the Lord. When you draw your 24 hours, have the time for your Bible reading. It's called investment in your life. Have time you are praying for your souls. Have time you are fellowshipping with the Lord. Have time you are coming to church. Have time you are going for follow-up. When you draw your schedule for the week, it is how a good shepherd lives. He gives his time. What is the next component of life? Life also involves what? Energy. Say energy. Do you know that every one of you, there is some energy you have? Strength. Do you know that after you carry out an activity, you get tired? Do you know why you get tired? You get tired because you have exhausted your energy on that activity. As I'm standing here now, I am exhausted. By the time I get to sleep, my whole dress is wet already. Anytime I minister, by the time I get home, my head to toe, everything is wet. So I can just squeeze the sweat from my dress and just hang it. And when I sit down, I can say I'm tired. What am I doing? I'm expending my energy on training soulness, on raising soulness. That is why someone can stand somewhere and say that I've lived my life for God, raising soulless shepherds, making many shepherds, because what I did was not just talking, but I used my time. Some of you think that I don't get tired. I also get tired. Today, before you came, I was tired. Because after I reported at the office, so I was praying, some people came to pick me in their car. They had to send me to their property somewhere. I have to go and do some work and get some coins into my pocket. By the time I came back, it was 1-2 thereabout. And when I started, I realized I was tired already because I had to play with them and do some 1 or 2 over there. Are you following me? By the time I came back, I realized I was very tired. My ministry work is actually my time I'm giving for the Lord. And so, when you also use your energy to win souls, to follow souls, to go to their houses, to talk to them, to move from house to house, to call, to chase, to pray for them 1 hour, don't you get tired? Oh, come on, talk. Are you machine? Are you Robocop? Do you get tired? Sometimes when you leave church and you get home, do you feel very exhausted? Or even if you don't say yes, I won't believe you. Very tired. because you have expended your energy. Say energy. You have used your energy, and your energy is life. Do you know the day you lose all your energy, you die? Do you know? Do you know when you die, when they lift your hand up, there is no more energy there. When they hold you, you fall. There's no more energy. So when somebody is dying, he loses energy. That's why when you are sick, your energy level reduces. So as low as your energy is going, that's how nearer you are to your grave. Oh yeah. Say yeah. Oh, when you fall sick, do you feel strong? So when you fall sick and you start getting weaker and weaker and weaker, you are actually nearing your death. There are people who were not sick, they went to fast. And through the fasting, they died. Some came back and died. It's not like yesterday. If you joke with your strength, as your strength reduces, that is how closer you are getting to your grave. That's a reality. That is why there are ways to renew your strength. Like your sleeping periods that you set, taking good food, water. That's why when you are fasting, you start eating, you see that the strength starts coming. The strength can't. So God, in his wisdom, knows that strength is like your fuel. You need it for the work. So if you allow it to get finished, you die off. Do you get it? So now, with that understanding, bring it into the shepherding work. When you use your energy to pray for people, when you use your energy to follow up on souls, when you use your energy, that thing that when it gets finished, you can die. You are investing it in people. What are you doing? You are spending your life. It's your life. It's your life. You are building the church. You are working hard with your life. Do you understand it? You are growing your territory from the scratch with your life. That's why Paul says that we spent and we are being spent. We have become like a commodity. But you don't want to be used for God. You want to only use yourself. But God also wants to use your energy. Some of you are tired already. It's not the church that has made you tired. As you are coming from work, you're already tired. Lift up your hand if you're already tired coming here. Yeah. If today I say that the church is the reason I'm tired, it's not true. I came to pray in the morning, then they came to pick me. So another rounds, even though it's a spiritual round, but it's not a rescue round. Do you get it? It's a spiritual round, but it's not a rescue round. So you two, you went to do another round though. Some of you went to carry heavy stuff. Some of you stood on your feet since morning doing merchandise. Sell, buy and sell, carrying, climbing things. Some of you have been cooking from morning. Chef Filer. Or Chef Fozia Tunzwa. The second. Some of you, you'll be behind computers like that. Like a typewriter. Some of you have been driving since morning. Moving from corner to corner. So you have used your energy already in exchange for what? For what? For what? You don't want to say it. You have gone to pull gun by the roadside. Take 1-1 cities. Because he doesn't stand at the roadside for long, that's why. You take offerings at the counter. I've been to the police station before. They said I should bring offering. They said, tell me yourself until minimum city again. Me for offering, bruh. What's the counter? What's the offering? Then gift. Give to Ben, I request it. Once you request, is here a gift? It's begging. Not gift. Buy me a cake. You are begging for cake now.
Let the person buy for them, you know it's their gift. Gives me cake. It's begging, strategic begging. As Vows Day is coming, some of you will go and beg for chocolate. This Vows Day, may you never gnash in Jesus' name. Hey, you are not saying amen to. That message, Gabebo. Happy Vows Day, Kawan Show Nibi. Why are you nursing? How can you be nursing? You like my prophecy? Then let me prophesy again. I said this year, this Valentine's Day, may none of you nurse in Jesus' name. Those of you who are very young, you are smiling, I understand you. You don't need it. But there may be one person here or two people here who normally cry during Vows Day. Oh yeah. As nice as they may look, you may never know. But nobody sends them with God. They don't have a beloved. And so as I'm prophesying, you think I'm joking. But that one person may grab a miracle. So for the sake of that one person, I prophesy again that anybody who is of age who must get married, who is nursing this February, dear, before Vows Day will come, let there be a breakthrough in Jesus' name. Be a breakthrough. Hey! Let me sow a seed for my daughters and my sons. Elder child, get up and come and sow a seed. You are not sitting till you are sitting down. Hey, Kanmoko is no more nursing. It's a secret grabber. Amen. But from today, may you invest your energy in the souls of men. Say, I will use my life for souls. I will spend my energy in exchange for souls. So there is no problem. Man must survive on earth. So God didn't say, don't go to work. Don't exchange your energy for money. But at least plan so that you can give just a minute. Just the 2 hours before you go to bed, just to go and look for them, to go and scout for them, to go and search for them, to pray for them, to study, to pray. That's all God is requesting. He didn't ask you to use your whole life. For some of us, He took our 24 hours. He took our whole day. I begged Him. I cried. I wept. I went for a series of fasting. I said I didn't hear well. I went again. I still heard. I said, no, I didn't hear well. I went again. I heard. I still said, no, this is the devil. I didn't hear well. I was just trying to be like you. This is what I give you as Father's honor. How many of you? 99% of you here have never done that before and doesn't do that. 99%. And I don't need it. You didn't call me. But like I'm trying to make you understand that you are blessed. You have gotten the opportunity. God has given you the freedom that go and work and just come and use a minute. If some of us got that, like they will be very happy. Because that is what we plan for. That's what we assured our pastors. That's what we plan for. But God said, no. I want all your time. You, God didn't say He wants all your time. Just the 2 hours. Just the 2 hours. Amen. Your life consists of your wealth, your money. The money you have is part of your life. One day I was entering into, when I used to work with back press, I followed these people, my seniors, and they have certain joints they go to eat, especially at East Legon. There are certain joints at East Legon, they pack hammer, Land Cruiser, Prado, like huge cars, and they go and pick a tanker, and they're in a queue. My name say you do say deal. I don't understand. You see big men with pot belly with tie. Oh, and I'm who be that. Some bush canteens that like wild in East Legon. They pack huge cars. So I followed this my seniors who also go there to go and eat. So she suit a marketing officer by force of suit. She knew bottom crowd, so she suit. She suit a marble tie. I had just said 10 Ghana bills that then in his pocket. He said, oh, may the break in the afternoon. He said, oh, let's go and eat here. So I follow. But when we got to the entrance of the bush canteen, a certain song met us. Sky emoja ampara. Sky emoja. Yasimu sky emoja ampara. I didn't understand the song. I didn't understand that. Sika emoja ampara. You know that sometimes the Lumba song be like that. The song says that blood is money. Money is blood. Sika emoja. You expended your energy. So it's true. To make the money. And when we got to the entrance, the barman alerted us that Sika emoja. You don't come here. Enough blood money. We entered. I also saw people with Asanka. I was going to take my Asanka. Join the queue. My seniors were in front of me. When they got there. Then I understood the song. That's why I've never forgotten the song. Because I can't forget that embarrassment. Have you been in that situation before? Now one moment we take out Yantamel. Now fine girls is who fine girls. Hey. So that are my seniors who four. It's a 10 cities. Small. You try to move. The meat. 20 Ghana, whatever. Hey. So, one of my mates who was behind me, one of my seniors behind me, though, I told him to come in front of me. He came in front of me. So that I'll see what I can do. What can I buy? Say Sika emoja. Should I tell you what happened? I'll not tell you the rest of the story. Eventually, I had to borrow money. I had to speak to the one and say, Charlie, Mr. Kanensu, I said, you're an boy, but no one can tell me. Then I got top up before I bought. And as I was eating, I was worried. This song. I should have just followed them and just sat in the car. Just say, oh, Monkombra. After all, there was a gobe joints there in other places that I can go and enjoy. It's not my fault. I was a national service person. I've come from university. Chale, nothing there for my pocket. U.S. is the gobe and editor. I just guess I'm going to be a but you see, the lesson I learned from that day is that Sika emoja, because money is actually blood. So now, if I use my money on you, I'm actually using the energy I expended in exchange for the money freely for you. Do you understand the whole thing? I have to work hard to make that money. And I give it to you. I've given you my blood. So that would deep there maybe sicker. That's a utrekina. A ye no me mau. One do me umpoa. A ye no me. Umpena mendini sicker. You don't like what I'm saying, eh? Should I say it? Oh, your power. You are busily spending this brother's money. He buys 2 days, you take it, God bless you. He buys it, I take, God bless you. He buys it, I take, God bless you. Oh, he's like a brother to me. Fioko, Fio. Fio, he said, what to you? Are you my member? Are you papa? He's what brother? Wicked girl. Wicked girl. Look out for some wicked girls in the church. Wicked girls. Wicked girls. Wicked. Recently, I told a certain girl. I told a certain girl recently. I said, listen, see the way you are spending his money. Hey, I bet you, if you play the fool, eh, and you try to trick this by me, I'll finish you. I told her that me, I'll curse you. I'll finish you. Finish you. It's too wicked. My own daughter from this church. I told her, you listen. This is what I've heard. That you are planning to leave the guy who is taking care of you. I'm telling you, listen. If you do that, you are wicked. And if you want to do that, know that you are not going to fight the guy. It's my anointing. I will deal with you. I will deal with you. Don't spend his money. When he brings you money, say, oh no, I'm not interested. Sorry, keep your money. Or send you a momo. Resend you a momo. Take back your money. Because if he gives you his literal blood, his physical blood, will you take it? No, because you say you don't like him. So if you don't like him, then he's giving you his blood in the form of money, and you are taking it. And you know what he wants. He has not yet said it, but he's acting it. You know where this is leading to. You are not a baby. Now, okay, need that bunny. Now, Oji, become our mommy, oh, Nana, oh, Swa. Now, me, who, Mopo? Wickedness of its highest order. It's blood money. Ask somebody, are you enjoying blood money? Are you enjoying blood money? Ask somebody, you look like somebody enjoying blood money. So listen, now, the lesson here is that when Jesus says that I'm the good shepherd, for the good shepherd lays down his life, if life is blood and blood is money, then when you spend your life, you are spending money. When you spend your money, you are spending your life. So if you're a good shepherd, it will definitely cost you your money. I am tired of hearing, I don't have transportation. It is your life. You must spend your life in exchange for a soul. So you must pay TNT for yourself to go for follow-up, for the soul, for church. It is called blood money. That is how to lay down your life.
I said the life of a shepherd is to lay down his life for the souls. So the life of, instead of using the money on yourself, sometimes and most of the time you'll be sacrificing it for the agenda of your souls, to help your souls, to push your souls, to assist your souls, to transport your souls here and there. That is the only way you will qualify to say, I'm a good shepherd. I lay down my life for my souls. May you be a good shepherd. I said, may you be a good shepherd. Paul said that we spend and we are spent. So there is a spending to do. Tell somebody there is a spending to do. There's a spending. Aside your time, which you are being spent, there's also a spending. That one is money. It's not time. That's why it's money. You have to bash yourself. When we move to men's club, imagine the number of times you have to be in a car to men's club. Some of you are here, so you are happy. You are just around Odoko. You think you are spiritual. You think you are good shepherds. Wait till we get to men's club. We'll know whether you are better than the Olebu people who don't come and the Agape people who don't come here. So when we go to men's club, that we know you to your stand. I respect those who come from the branches than those who are around the church. Because for you who are around the church, I can't trust you that when I go to men's group, you will come. But for them, I can trust them because they have proved it by coming from far to this place. What are you two? You can come there. You can come for outreaches. You can bust your people. You can shepherd your people. You can visit. You can come for training meetings. You can come for rehearsals. Within the week, the number of times you will come to men's group. And daddy, my money is not enough. It's your life. You are laying down your life. You are laying. Nobody will do it for you. You will do it for yourself. You will lay down your life so that God will see that you are a good shepherd and He Himself will reward you. There are rewards for good shepherds. Clap your two hands for the Lord. There are rewards for good shepherds. And I pray, like yesterday, the one I was praying for you, it is my heart desire. I pray for every shepherd here by the close of this year, something will happen to you that will change your life. That God will change your finances in the name of Jesus. God will change the work of your hands in the name of Jesus. God will enlarge your territory, your spans in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands if you believe it. So tell somebody, spend money for your souls. I'm not saying that go and carry money and be sharing to them. That's not why they will come to church. That's not what I mean. But sometimes it will cost you TNT, it will cost you certain one or two emergency helps that you have to do. Yeah, there are some shepherds who are here because their pastors have footed their bills to come. They've not told me, but I know. I know by experience, because that's my life. So I know that there are some shepherds here. If I should call them, how did you come yesterday and today? Say, oh, Pastor Susu and so paid my TNT. What that pastor is doing is that he's laying down his life. Because blood is what? Have you wondered why Jesus says that where your treasures are, there your heart is? Do you know why he said your heart? Your heart is the central point for blood. Blood flow. Blood. Your heart, when it pumps like boom, blood. Boom, blood. Boom, blood. So when your money is going towards a certain direction, it means that your blood is flowing towards that direction. Your heart is going there. Your blood is flowing. Your heart is going there. Your blood is flowing. That is why they call something broken heart. That's why. Meanwhile, you didn't see the physical heart, but the blood was being pumped to that direction. And I can tell you that there are ladies who also help guys. Only for them to be deceived. When the guy now gets to a good level, then he forgets the lady. Yeah. Yeah. There are ladies who are very helpful. Who are very, very helpful. I pray that may you meet some of them in Jesus' name. See the way I say the amen loudly. Lazy man, go for your own money.
Lord, may we spend our time for the souls. May we spend our time. May we wake up. May we go after them. May we call them. May we be so busy. Somebody asks us, why are you so busy like that? I'm busy for God. I'm busy for the souls. I'm following them. May your elders not struggle with you. Like struggling with you before you give God your time. May they not struggle with you. Say, I'm tired. Elder, I'm too tired. I'm too tired. Spend your energy for God. Spend your energy for the souls. It is your life. Lay it down. That is what qualifies you as a good shepherd. That's what qualifies you. You have nothing to show anymore. Lay your money. Sacrifice your money for the work. Your money. Tell you, there are some shepherds here. It is through them that God has been able to build that church over there. It's through them. It's not these old people amongst us. The old people amongst us, they don't bring any money. Shepherds. So I know that what I'm preaching is working. Some people are working it in different ways. I pray that God will reward all of them in Jesus' name. And finally, when we say that the composition of your life involves your talents, your potentials, your gifts. Maybe you are good at speaking. Maybe you are good at singing. You are good at doing something. If you use it for the salvation of souls, it is the way you are spending your life. That is why the ideal thing is to serve God in the church and not take money. That's the ideal thing. That's the best thing. Because you are using your gift, your potential, for souls to be saved. They come and you are singing, because of you they stay in the church. They come and you are teaching. Listen, what I'm doing now, I'm using my gift to train you. I'm using my gift. I've been talking for other things. Talking for money. Talking for votes. Talking for different things. But I'm talking for souls. Training people for souls. This ability to teach and to convince is something that I've used to do other things. Are you hearing it? Yeah. So this gift is the same gift that I'm using. Because, you know, when we say you're a good teacher, what we mean is that you know how to talk. Now, it is the same you know how to talk, and one or the Pemba. True or not true? Say it's the gift. Oh, are now Pemba, you are anointed. It's a gift. It's like you are able to talk. In fact, when you are even caught in the act, you can say something that the person who caught you now feel caught. You can turn the table. Instead of you being angry, instead of the one caught you being angry, you can say something and behave in a certain way. Now, the person is rather begging you. He's sorry for catching you. I should have knocked. Hey, what a gift. Such a person can be a powerful teacher. Powerful evangelist. He knows how to turn scriptures to make a point. Until the most stubborn person feels, I have to change. Now, when I'm talking, do you feel like that? Like, it's like, one of the points never told. Like, I will not finish my message, I will point back one till tonight. No matter how holy you are, I can preach on holiness. By the time you finish, you think you are the worst sinner. It's a gift. Yesterday, I went to a certain church to go and see one senior bishop to go and greet for the year. When I went, one prophet was ministering from far. He doesn't know me. When I went, I was standing at the back somewhere because I didn't see the bishop, so I wanted to be sure he's around. So I was standing at the entrance. There was prophesying. Then he looked at me far and they said, "Are you a pastor? Because I see you teaching. You have a very powerful teaching. You teach and people will be shocked." As he was talking, then the Osofumami made a sign that he's a pastor. His church is the one over there. Say it's a gift. I can teach for 8 hours. If you don't stop me, I'll teach for 10 hours. Stop me right now. It's 9:30. Stop me. So I stop. Stop me. Stop me. So I stop. Somebody stop me. Stop me with a clap offering. I'm close. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.